720 WGN. Pete McMurray, Jane Manzouris. Our next guest came on our show, Jane, and now he's governor of Illinois.
What magic is that, Pete?
We'd like to welcome
you. You guys made it happen. Thanks, Pete. Thanks, Jane.
You bet, anytime.
JB Pritzker, how are you? Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much, and thanks to the people of Illinois. We had a great night. There's no doubt about it. Now we got a lot of work ahead to try and fix the state.
1 hour after the polls closed, Bruce Rauner conceded and called you. I mean, did you realize it was going to happen that quick?
Yeah, it was even faster than that, actually. The race got called after only 26 minutes after the polls closed, and then I received a call shortly after that, and he was very gracious, and, you know, we're working together even now, our staffs, on transition, you know, and I look forward to the changes that we're going to be able to make to the state.
And when that call comes through, what is it him calling you? You know, is him on the phone, or is it someone connecting you to Governor Rauner, or what does he say?
Well, it was someone, I think it was his campaign manager, called my campaign manager's phone, and my campaign manager handed the phone to me, and I'm sure his to him. But he was, again, very gracious in his concession and his offer to help in the transition. It was a nice conversation.
All right.
That's great.
Well,
very good. Of course it would be. Yes.
So what happens now is it January 14th, Monday the 14th, you get sworn in as governor?
I believe that's correct.
Okay, so you're planning staff, you're getting your agenda together. Is that what's happening? Maybe your agenda for the first 100 days?
Well, we're still announcing our transition team. We announced the leadership of our transition team, as you may know, a diverse group from around the state and different industries and different walks of life. And then that was the first day, and also our transition staff and my chief of staff. And then the next day we announced our budget and government innovation committee. That was yesterday. That's a very critically important thing for us to do, to focus on having a balanced budget in the state. So we're going to be making announcements on a frequent basis and doing a lot of hard work for the next 10 weeks.
I like that. You're not going to sit around. That's what
you're not just going to keep celebrating. You're going to get right to it and start working.
No, the celebration was Tuesday night, a little bit of Wednesday. I don't think any of us have gotten much sleep yet, but that's because there's real work to be done.
JB, here's the big question. You had the celebration. You are the heir to the Hyatt Hotel Empire. You had the party at the Marriott.
Well, it was a convenient location. It happens to be where we had our primary night victory. But look, the good news is they're all union employees at Hyatt and at Marriott, and they did an amazing job for us.
We're talking with JB Pritzker, our new governor. It's interesting. I went to Peoria on Tuesday, spent some time with my mother. And Jane, I don't know if you got this, but the number one question when we had you in studio a few weeks ago that people asked me was, what was he like in person? And my 83-year-old mother said, tell me about JB. What was he like? Jane, are you getting that? Are you getting that from people?
Yeah, well, I've gotten a lot of people like, oh, I know him. I went to school with him. What was he like? And yeah, so people were very interested in the person, not just the person that was running for office.
And JB, I told my mother, I said, first of all, Mom, he's a very likable person, very charismatic. You were funny. He had self-deprecating humor. But the one thing you said on and off the air, and you kept saying, you know, we got to fix this state.
Well, I was very proud. You know, I worked very hard in Peoria. I'm glad your mom was curious, because I spent a lot of time in Peoria, got to know everybody there. And actually, it turns out we won in Peoria County. And it's the first time a Democrat has won there for 50 years, since 1968. In fact, all across central Illinois and southern Illinois, we won kind of historically. In Champaign County, we won, first time a Democrat's won there since 1936, and Winnebago County and Kane County, it's the first time a Democrat's won there since 1912. So anyway, but Peoria was also the last stop that I made before the election, and I was very proud to work hard to win votes, especially your mother. I hope I got her vote, and I'm going to work hard for the people of Peoria.
So, JB, let me ask you this. You talked about all these counties that you won and all these places that you visited, and you were doing a lot of that during the election to get out there and shake hands. Over the next 10 weeks, I know you're working hard to set the plan and to get the first day here. Do you go back to these counties? Do you go back to these towns and say thank you to these people and find out really, you know, what do you want again and what can I do the first day in office?
Well, that's exactly what I intend to do. And, you know, it's something I've been doing throughout the campaign, listening to working families across the state. It's very important that we incorporate their ideas and their concerns. And I'll be doing that not just during transition and not just to thank them, but also during my term in office, because I think people in downstate Illinois often get forgotten. And I don't intend to do that. And I think, you know, their views are incredibly important to take into account and make sure that we're creating jobs, which is one of the biggest challenges in downstate Illinois today. Nobody's really helped them do that. And then, of course, you know, making sure that every kid gets a quality education and that we lower the cost of higher education and the cost of health care.
You know, we talked about Rockford last time you were in. Rockford needs jobs.
Mm-hmm. That's right, and there are so many ways we can do that. You know, I was with, there's a company that moved into the airport in Rockford called AAR, mm-hmm. and their CEO was there, and he said, if you can produce more skilled labor in Rockford, we will hire them. And so, you know, they've got a program that the community college is producing great skilled labor for them, but we can expand that, create more jobs if we just provide them the skilled labor. So I'm excited about those opportunities. They're just sitting there waiting to happen. They need a governor who's going to pay attention to them, and that's very important to me. You know, good paying jobs, $48,000 starting salaries at that company.
That's great.
And people making as, you know, as much as $70,000 and $80,000 in those positions. So, you know, again, I'm going to focus on that, because if we can put dollars into people's pockets across the state, if we can lower costs for them and raise their wages, it will really make a difference.
I love the enthusiasm in your voice. Like, I can hear it resonating that you are very excited about getting this train even going further. So that's exciting.
I really am. And I know that people have been a bit down in the mouth across the state. And, you know, I think that truthfully, we have real challenges. People should hear that in the speech that I gave on Tuesday night. We have real challenges, but we have the capability to overcome those challenges. We don't need to stare into the abyss the entire time. You know, we can work together to get past those, but let's talk about where we're going in our state. And again, it's about jobs and
right.
and expanding health care and education.
We know you're ready. Is your wife MK ready to do this?
Well, she's amazing. I hope that people across the state get to know her. She is ready and willing and able, and extraordinarily capable.
We talked when you were in studio with us about this crazy schedule that you were on, and now guess what? You won. So it's not going to lighten up. It's going to get even busier. We talked about, you know, I host Living Healthy on WGN-TV. I talked about you living healthy. Are you going to maybe slow down? Are you going to meditate? You going to hydrate? Tell me, we want you healthy.
Well, I assumed that you were going to come tell me how to do all those things.
I am happy, you know, to do it. I will absolutely do it.
You've got to move to Springfield and work with me every day.
Can you do that, Jane?
That's fine. I'll travel back and forth.
I don't see you in Springfield. I just don't.
Hey, if we're talking about
health, wait a minute.
Okay.
I'm telling you, Springfield is a happening place. You got to come be there. When we get there, we're going to turn Springfield into a into a garden spot of the state, and we're going to make sure that we are bringing people and jobs to Springfield. So, you know, I'm just saying, you know, the first job we could create is one where you're helping people get healthier like me.
Let's do it. Sign me up.
I mean, that's the perfect person to do it. She motivates me on a daily basis. JB, congratulations. We appreciate you coming on with us and keeping an open dialogue. I mean, WGN Radio is a perfect outlet for you to get your message out, because our people want to hear from you.
Thank you. Thanks, you guys, for having me on, and I look forward to coming back on the air with you again.
Wonderful.
Our new governor, JB Pritzker. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, JB.
You bet. Thank you.